Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us for the next hour is David Icke. He is here in the United States. He is going to be speaking in Phoenix, Arizona, coming up this next Saturday. He just spoke to a packed house in New Mexico, and the crowds are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, swelling everywhere he travels with no mainstream media coverage. Across the world, he is a best-selling author, former championship goalie, former BBC News presenter, and we are extremely honored today to be joined by David Icke. David, I normally throw out my questions at you, and I do have some later in the hour.
Okay.
But I want to do something a little bit different today. I want to try to give you the floor here and get into what you think is most important. I know when we left off with that little interview we did last Wednesday for 30 minutes, you said the awakening is happening, and you see the New World Order falling in 2014 to 2016. I agree with you that that's the window of when their fall will occur if we're able to cause the mass revelation or awakening. But later I would like you to get into that, or you get into that first, whatever is most important in David Icke's mind right now. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Well, you know, I've been speaking in the last few weeks in Amsterdam. People came from across Europe. Then in Washington State. Yesterday in Santa Fe. All different kinds of people from all walks of life. And there's no question whatsoever that there is a big awakening going on. Because one of the things I get into in detail when I talk is that the foundation of this whole global conspiracy is keeping people's sense of perception, sense of self and the world within a narrow band that suits the agenda. They have to put people who are infinite consciousness, all that is, has been, and ever will be, having an experience in this reality. They have to get those people to believe that they are their name, they are their job, they are their nation, whatever, their culture, when they are experiences, it's not who they are. And, you know, this reality is a virtual reality. What's happening now is that technology is mirroring the reality that we're experiencing. I mean, I've been researching this in great depth for a long time. If I want to go on the internet, I can't just go on the internet. I have to have a conduit, an interface that takes me through so I can observe the internet. It's called a computer. Without that interface, I can't get on the internet. Well, consciousness, which is awareness, it's if you like, energy, it's not any form, that has to have a conduit to experience this reality. And that conduit we call body-mind. And it's fine if you are sitting in front of a computer and you're on the internet, you are aware that the computer is what you're observing through. Imagine if you started to believe that you were the computer. Suddenly, you've lost complete control of your reality because the computer is now making decisions about what you think, where you go on the internet, what you think of it. And when you study the way society is structured, whether it's education or whatever it is, it's structured to pull people into the lower level of awareness we call mind, the interface, so that they believe that who they are is their name and their job and their income bracket and their culture and all the rest of it, their experiences. And what is happening, Alex? It happened to me years ago. It's happening to so many people. Is they're starting to move their point of observation, their sense of self-identity from I am David Icke, born in Leicester in 1952, to I am infinite consciousness, having an experience as David Icke, born in Leicester in 1952. And that shift completely changes everything because you're not looking at a single dot anymore. You're able to see how everything connects. And I know a guy that came to my talk yesterday in Santa Fe.
David, we got a break here. Stay there, and we'll come back and continue along this key line on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have never met David Icke in person, but I've interviewed him many, many times and always been honored to have him on, and he's taught me quite a lot. But really, David just shows us what is already in us, what we already innately knew, just weren't consciously focusing on. And I was really excited. I made the split-second decision last Wednesday while talking to David during a break to go to Phoenix this next Saturday where he's speaking, because he says he won't be back to the U.S. perhaps for several years. There's so many demands in Asia and Europe, and he feels like he's really woke a lot of people up here, and he wants to focus on Europe, and so I wanted to go, and I was invited by a lot of other people to go. Then my wife pointed out this weekend, she said, you know, you've got a wedding next Saturday that you've agreed to go to, and one of my daughters is a bridesmaid in it, so I'm going to go take part in that ancient human ritual of wedding. So I won't be able to be there, but I am sending Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes. So we're very, very excited about that. Also, I didn't mention last hour, Fall of the Republic is coming out the 21st, next Wednesday. And we're getting the biggest response ever to this. I want to thank everybody. Please go get the three different trailers that are up on the site. Easiest place to find them is click on the Fall of the Republic banner. Please send them out to your old email list. Please post it on websites. we need this film to be the biggest ever because it breaks down the entire program. That said, going back to David Icke for the balance of the hour, David, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. You were getting into how people interface reality just like we interface the Internet through a computer. And then the system, the social engineers, they tend to try to engineer our mental focus onto just the computer itself when really our larger mind and consciousness and who we are is accessing the computer, the five or the six senses.
Yeah, the what we call the five senses and the body mind and the brain, they are the like the computer interface that we use to go onto the internet, because this is a virtual reality that we are experiencing. And really, you know, it was only when I started to understand the nature of the reality we're experiencing that I could really grasp in a much greater way the nature of the conspiracy that we're experiencing. Because one of the things that, or a crucial thing that is imposed upon us, or what is suppressed, is the nature of the reality we're experiencing. You know, you can go around the world now, and you can go 24/7 watching television channel after television channel, hundreds of them, thousands of them. When do you ever see a program or an article in any newspaper or magazine that is asking this question? What is the reality we're experiencing? Who are we? What are we doing here? These big questions are never asked, because if you ask them, you start to get big answers, and the big answers go, whoa, I can see it now. The Matrix movie series was so accurate in its symbolism, and indeed more than that, accurate literally in many, many ways. And when the Neo character said in a computer simulation, this isn't real, and the Morpheus character said, what is real? If you're talking about what you can see, touch, hear, taste, then real is just electrical signals interpreted by your brain. And it is, because the prime level of this reality is a vibrational field, a vibrational construct. It's like the wireless internet. You know, I'm sitting here now. This hotel I'm in has the wireless internet. I'm looking around. Where is it? I can't see it, but if I tune this computer to the internet out of the ether, it will pull a collective reality we call the World Wide Web. Now, our reality that we're experiencing is like that. These five senses decode vibrational information encoded in what we call light, in the photons of light, information. They turn it into electrical signals. They send it to the brain, and the brain decodes it into the reality that we think we're experiencing. Actually, it's not outside of us. It's inside of us. It's a holographic illusion. You know, if you say to someone, tell me about the internet, they'll say, well, it's graphics and websites and colors and words. Yes, it is, but only on the screen that you're looking at. Everywhere else, it's electronic circuits, etc. Tell me about television. Well, it's moving pictures on a screen. Yes, it is, but only on the screen. Everywhere else, it's not in that form. And if you take information on a disk and you put it in the computer, it's just information. The computer reads that information and turns it into pictures, moving pictures, or whatever on the screen. That's what we're doing. Now, if you know that, Alex, because this is the knowledge that's passed along the top levels, the highest levels of the secret society network, and systematically kept out of the public arena, it means that you know that if you can manipulate the way people read reality, read information, you can get them to create a reality that suits your agenda. For instance, one of the things I did when I was researching some of this is I went to hypnotist stage shows to watch them at work. And you get people, they're stooges on the stage, and the hypnotist implants a belief into their brain, a program, in other words. Say he gives them a potato and he tells them, implants the belief they're eating an apple. What they do is they take a bite of the potato, which they should, you know, shy away from. But to them, it tastes like an apple. Why? Because when the electrical signal carrying the information of the potato hits the brain, because of the implanted program, it doesn't read that, it reads information as if it's an apple, and so that's what the person tastes. Now, if you take that basic thing, which they can do so simply, these hypnotists, when they're working with people who are open to it, across the swathe of society, the 24/7 media, the education system, what passes for it, and all these sources of information, what they're doing is they're programming a sense of reality. People like Wolf Blitzer and all these people, they're hypnotists. They don't know they are. 90% of them don't. But they are implanting a belief system. They're implanting a program. And so people who accept that program then read reality to suit the program, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is a major level of how people are programmed to see the world in a way the system desires, and crucially, see themselves in the way the system desires. I'm just Joe Public, little me. I've got no power. Like hell we have no power.
David, I want to add a point and get your response to it. To simplify some of what you're saying, we are not the computer. We're using the computer to access this larger system that manifests, just like our optic nerve manifest the three-dimensional world or television, or our ears manifest what people are listening to now. It takes those sounds and decodes them. But instead, the television, the culture, the media, it is trying to boil it down to where we're only reactive, only receiving, and not directing our subconscious mind or our soul, our spirit in any way. We're becoming biological androids that are simply directed. Now, let me add something to that. As you point out, the elite know that archetypal symbols, different terms, different ideas, different colors, they're using all these different integrated systems to control us and to manipulate us, and they never want us thinking outside the box and seeing that larger paradigm, because the minute you realize there's something much larger outside, then their defeat is imminent once that simple step can be made. But to expand on that, you notice how the social engineers, the eugenicists, the social Darwinists always say, we're a disease, we're an animal, we're worthless, we have no soul, we can't direct ourselves, we have no destiny, we don't have any power, we simply react. And that is their religion. And they always tell you every child is not special, humanity is not special, but animals are. The elite will make decisions based on what's good for the animals and the earth. They know that we're an incredibly powerful species. They know we have an amazing destiny. And the establishment want to control that destiny for themselves. They, in their own writings that they don't really widely publicize, but that are available publicly, as you know, admit that we are this incredible species and this incredible group of builders, meant to have a destiny that we can't even imagine. And so they're trying to get a corner on reality and future development, trying to shut that down. And so that's why they're always telling us that we don't have any power and that we aren't effective and that we don't have some greater goal, and why we should obsess on our neighbors and on fashion and on what we look like and on our weight. When, as you've said, all this body is a earth suit that we are limitedly experiencing one tiny channel of the spectrum. Go ahead.
It is a tiny channel too, Alex. I mean, of the mass matter that mainstream science says exists in this universe, and far more does than they understand, I would suggest, that the electromagnetic spectrum is something like 0.005% of what exists in this reality. And visible light, which is the only frequency range that we can decode through the five senses, through sight, is a fraction of the 0.005%. You know, we're on a tiny holographic television station, and if we think that that's all we are, then of course we're being pulled into a very, very narrow band of a sense of possibility, sense of potential. Once you break out of that and you realize that within that band we are having an experience, but it's not who we are, then you start to open yourself to much greater levels of awareness. Not because you're special or you have to sit cross-legged on a mountain or meditate in a cave for 30 years. You just have to move your point of self-identity, your point of observation, of self infinite the world, from I am, you know, Charlie Jones, to I am infinite consciousness, having an experience as Charlie Jones. And when people do that, it's happened to me, the shift that takes place, instead of
it's
seeing...
quantum. Stay there. Got a break. Okay. David Icke. Key information.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,055. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,084.26, $542.13 for a half ounce, or $271.07 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,084.26, $542.13, and $271.07.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Left 35 minutes roughly with David Icke. I want to spend a little bit more time on the nature of reality, let him finish that point, and then I want to get into some of the latest things developing inside the New World Order, inside this false paradigm. they have created. Going back to David Icke, I'm trying to make a point about the awakening, someone you talked to when you were in New Mexico.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how life goes. You know, when I first began to consciously wake up myself about 20 years ago, I went through a real challenging time because, you know, the top of my head opened and information came in that was so vast and so, you know, amazing. And the volume of it, that basically I had a period of about 3 months when it was like you press too many keys on a computer and the computer freezes and goes, I can't filter this. I can't compute this. I'm freezing. And after that, 3 months happened, I kind of everything morphed back into I was the guy I was before, but I saw the world completely differently. And one of the things that I picked up at that time was that there was a cycle coming of a vibrational change that was going to wake people up from this amnesia. And there seemed no chance of it at the time, no sign of it. And the first book I ever wrote after I had my awakening experience, I actually called Truth Vibrations, because after this vibrational change that was going to bring all that had been hidden to the surface so people could see it, and where's the evidence? But 20 years later, look at it. And I am seeing, as I travel around the world, this incredible awakening that's going on. I met a lovely guy in Santa Fe at the talk yesterday, who'd come from Texas, and he said to me, 3 months ago, I was totally asleep. And 3 months later, he's coming to an event. He's flying from Texas to Santa Fe to this event. And people are waking up so fast. And it's this awakening that is the real point, I would suggest, of what's going on in terms of all this New World Order. It's absolutely no accident that they are throwing everything at us, and they're preparing to throw everything they can in the next few years at us at the time this awakening's taken place. I mean, I picked up a long time ago, years ago, that the core, the inner core of this New World Order absolutely knew that this awakening was coming, and this vibrational cycle was coming that was going to awaken people to their true nature. And they're battling and battling to keep the lid on it. And what's fantastic, Alex, is a wonderful line in the sand that we could stand together on, the number of people who are seeing this swine flu vaccine for what it is. You imagine, mate, 10 years ago, if they'd have played this, people had just lined up, not even thought about it. Look at the change that's taking place, and it's happening so fast, it's an exponential curve. And what we're looking at is the irresistible force, which is this awakening, is coming face to face with the immovable object, the conspiracy, which thinks it's immovable but isn't, wishful thinking, Mr. Rothschild and co. And they are going to push forward with this for a while, and it's going to seem as if it's, or, you know, it's going the wrong way and all is lost. But by 2016, this whole control system's coming down. Why? Because it's a vibrational construct, like everything is. And as we awaken and this vibrational change takes place, that construct is going to be unpicked. It cannot survive this. It cannot. And what we need to do, I strongly suggest, is slow the progress down of this conspiracy as much as we can, so that it's not as extreme by the time it goes down as it will be if we do nothing. We need to slow it down, its progress, through non-cooperation. It only exists because we cooperate with it. There are a handful of people comparatively at the core of this who know in full knowledge what's happening, why, and what it's for. You know, we've got the numbers. We stop cooperating with our own enslavement, and we'll slow this down very, very fast. As we're showing with the swine flu vaccination, they are not going to get the numbers they wanted. They're not, and they're going to try to up the ante to get them. We must keep that backbone stiff and not succumb to it.
Absolutely, David. And you see them losing more and more ground. You see them panicking as they try to shift us into a new paradigm of even greater dehumanization and tyranny, where torture and war and death and secret police are the new goodness. They are trying to, they understand we're awakening and shifting out of their present tyranny, so they're trying to do a judo move and bring us into even greater oppression. But at every point, their control is collapsing. And as you said, we've got to slow them down because they're going to throw everything at us, including World War III, and it's going to be deadly dangerous.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
David Icke will be with us 15 minutes into the next hour. I'm then going to cover all this news. Headline, dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. Bloomberg, Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize. That's all part of just flaunting corruption in our face, trying to teach us to just submit and accept the lies and corruption and just capitulate. We're going to go back to David Icke in just a moment. The power of the people taking action is so important. Obviously, that's a very simple statement, but also very profound. And the public has been brought into this deep false reality. They've been hypnotized. They've been brought into this false left-right paradigm. They have had their priorities set by Madison Avenue. They have literally been put into an alpha state of mind control by the television set. And my new film, Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, is a quantum leap from my other films. The other films are excellent, informative, and are among some of the most watched out there. Even the major publication, New Republic, attacks me, says I'm the most dangerous person out there, basically, and says that I am the counterculture icon. And that's actually scary. and I'm on the White House enemies list, number 24 or 25. They're singling me out. Why is that? Well, they mention the Obama deception, and they say it's been seen more than 4 million times on YouTube alone. And that's true. More than 20 million times we know of on the web, just on different places where we can count up the views. We need to not just have Fall the Republic become a... It is a quantum better in production, more informative. It needs to be seen by a quantum level by more people. And the ball is in your court. You can pre-order it right now. We're only 9 days away from its release, October 21st, next Wednesday. And the DVDs are scheduled to be arriving here on Friday. We're going to start shipping those babies out on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so as your orders come in, they will be shipped out in the order that they are received. We've hired a few extra people to try to rush all this out as quickly as possible. And we're getting better and better about shipping stuff quickly. The point is, if you want Fall the Republic, go to followtherepublic.com. You can order it there or at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You'll also be able to watch it October 21st. We'll launch it midday on that Wednesday at prisonplanet.tv in the highest quality. There'll also be a mid-level quality DivX version, so you can burn it on CD. That plays on most DVD players, almost all new DVD players. That way you can buy cheap 20, 30 cents disc, burn copies of it, give it out to people. Not only was the Obama deception, and still is, the biggest film we've released for free online views or people making copies of DVDs, it's the best seller we've ever put out. It was out of the park, into the yard. I wanted this to be a grand slam. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, or 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. It's $19.95 per copy. You're free to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. You are not free to sell it. And it's a good thing I made that stipulation. Amazon will not let me open a shopping cart and sell my previous films because other people have opened carts and claim they own my films. And I may have to litigate those people because they're not stopping, or I'll lose my films. I mean, I try to say, here it is, make copies, and then people try to take the films from me. I know folks have tried that with David. All I want to do is get my films out and have them seen by people. But if I can't even own my own films or have my own films, it becomes a very, very serious issue. Side issue, but, you know, folks, I can hang out with Hollywood people all day. But once you know reality, and you don't want to hang out with Hollywood people unless you admire their courage, like Charlie Sheen. I don't want to just hang out with them at their mansions for no reason. I'm less and less about the flesh, about food and sex and things. And it's so liberating. The horizons have expanded so greatly. But how do you understand the limitlessness of the universe and how we're all tied into it? One drop of water in the ocean is only one drop, but it is part of the great ocean. In its different permutations, it will experience the ocean. It will be in so many other life forms. I mean, there's this limitlessness. How do you experience that limitlessness, but at the same time stay in this three-dimensional realm and fight the tyranny? That's a question I have for David Icke. David, I have a lot of quick questions for you now because I want to cover a lot of ground with you and pick your brain here today. But how do you not become like some of the folks in India who just say, so what if my kid dies? So what if bad things happen? You know, it's all part of the limitlessness, so you just float away into space, versus another cop-out, the phony Rockefeller churches, World Council, National Council of Churches, openly bragging that they teach the Christians, lay down, submit to tyranny, you can't change anything, you're going to be teleported out by Captain Kirk and the rapture, though that's not even in the Bible, a pre-tribulation rapture. As you said, we've got to fight this tyranny now as this great battle comes to fruition so that we can bypass much of the pain and suffering. It's going to be bad, but everything we do now charts the course of future human destiny. How do we get people to tune into the fact that the great decision is being made, the greatest crossroads in human history, and deciding our future destiny? We hold humanity's destiny in our hands. How do we make that decision? How do we get people to take part? Because now I don't even hate the evil globalists. I don't like them and want to fight them. Before, I really hated them and had wrath towards them, and I still do. But more and more, I feel sorry for them and their minions who are missing out on this great paradigm.
Well, first of all, Alex, they're pathetic. They're pathetic little control freaks. Why are they control freaks? What is a control freak? It's a terrified, frightened person, because those that wish to control everything are seeking to control it because they're terrified of anything being in a state of flux. These people couldn't watch a football match without making sure they knew the result before the game started, because this is why they say in their own writings that one of the things that could bring them down is mavericks, because mavericks just flow and they don't get in fear of things just happening as they happen. So they're terrified. They want to control everything because they're terrified of not being in control of everything. They're pathetic. They don't understand is people who are not looking at being attached to an outcome, not wanting to control other people, but just living in the moment. They don't understand that, and that's why they fear mavericks, because that's what mavericks in that sense do. In terms of what you were saying earlier about, we're all consciousness and it's just an experience, so it doesn't matter. Well, the question comes, yes, it is just an experience, but do you want a nice experience? Do you want your children to go through a terrible experience? Do you want them to have their freedom to express themselves denied? Do you want to have them dumbed down through drugs and all the rest of it? Do you want them to be controlled every minute of the day, including eventually their thoughts, their very thoughts? Well, do you want that? No. So I ain't lying down, because I don't want my kids or any other kids or any adults to go through that. I don't want to go through it myself.
Well, more than that, though, at the spiritual level, the establishment is manifesting their Hellraiser type world here in the third dimension. They are manifesting this hellish system. This is our test. We are being tested of what we really are, and we're making a decision about what we are in eternity, aren't we?
Yeah. What's important is what I said earlier, to move our point of self-identity from I am Charlie Jones to I am consciousness. I've been experiencing Charlie Jones. The reason for that, crucially now, Alex, is because we're entering a period where they're going to throw everything at us, not just the kitchen sink, as we say, but the plug as well. And if we get caught in the five senses, if we're in this world and of this world, and this is our only sense of reality, it's going to be very, very challenging, that, to say the very least. If we move our point of observing it to it's an experience, still going to be challenging, but it completely changes everything. You know, I've got a quote here from someone who had a near-death experience. What is a near-death experience? It's when that awareness, which is what we are, the eternal part of us, withdraws from the computer mind interface during a near-death experience. And suddenly what they say is there's a massive expansion of awareness and consciousness. Why? Because you're not being subject to the limitations of the computer anymore. And this is what the man said he experienced. And this is who we are. Everything from the beginning, my birth, my ancestors, my children, my wife, everything comes together simultaneously. I saw everything about me and about everyone who was around me. I saw everything they were thinking now, what they thought then, what was happening before, what was happening now. There is no time, there is no sequence of events, no such thing as limitation of distance, of period, of time, of place. I could be anywhere I wanted to be simultaneously. Now, what he was describing is who we really are, Alex. And can you imagine if you're a control system, mate, and you want to control humanity en masse? Can you imagine how terrified you would be of people realizing that's who they are? Your control system's over. You have to make them think that they're powerless little me's. And if we can move our self-identity, our observation of this reality, to that level of who we are, suddenly not only do we take our power back and start to manifest what we call miracles, which are not miracles at all, they're just possibility manifesting itself because we understand now it's possible, but it also will get us through this experience in a much smoother way than it would if we get caught in I am
David, let me throw 2 points out at you along that line and get your response. And I do want to run through a bunch of separate points and get your quick response to those. It's very humbling. Throughout my life, very early on, and I know everyone is having this experience. I'm going to make that point. This is nothing special. It's, I guess, just special in how this information manifests and the choices I've made, destiny, in how many people I'm now reaching. But that I've always had a love affair with creation and humanity and goodness and love and beauty. And I always didn't have the experience of who I was my entire life, my ancestors, who people are, where they came from, but I could see shadows of that. And then now, you talk about being overwhelmed for 3 months. Now I am like that every day before I go to bed at night, and I literally lay there with my limited consciousness and focus, being able to peer into this window and look into that window and open this box and, you know, expand into this area, and it's accurate and it's real. And now I look at an incredibly beautiful woman, or I look at some, you know, hunchback, disheveled cleaning person. It doesn't matter. And I see the beauty of the species. I literally, that's how I see them as their ancestors, their struggles, the good, the bad, the ugly, the tumults, the great exertions, the great failures, the great victories. I realize I'm connected to everyone. And it accelerates to a point of where I do have to struggle just to not close down shop, move to the country, and literally sit under a tree, because I'm more and more drawn to that. But then I also am also separately just as passionately drawn towards resisting the globalists and meeting them and facing them. And then I feel the strength of humanity, and then I begin to envision our destiny. And I just wish that other people could see it so that they wouldn't be destroyed and wouldn't be part of this system and wouldn't be taken over by this metastasizing counterfeit as they admit they're using Google and the technocracy so they can play God and predictive systems and algorithms to know what we're going to do and what our tastes are and who we are. And it just all, it's like trying to drink out of Lake Superior with a pixie straw.
Yeah, I've got a quote from Einstein, who to a very large extent had sussed a lot of things, and he talked about the delusion. He called reality an illusion, albeit a persistent one. But it's a persistent one because we keep decoding it out of the wireless internet that I'm talking about.
He keeps on coming.
He said this delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. And that's what kind of happens as you open your mind. It's literally opening your mind. Nothing wrong with mind. It's the interface. It's like saying something wrong with a computer when you're going on the internet. But it has to take its place to serve consciousness, serve the experience, and not be the governor. And as you kind of do that, you do widen your circle of compassion, because and from the people immediately around you, because you start to realize that you are the ocean. You're not just a droplet. They want us to believe we're a droplet, because then, you know, we're just a droplet. What can we do?
Well, that was my point. The droplet is the ocean.
You can access the ocean. I mean, it's all over. And so this awakening is going to, as this control system comes down, it is literally going to transform this world into what we would call now utopia. It's not utopia. It's a natural state. You see, I use this analogy in my talks, you know, about how amazing we really are. If you've got a ball in a tank of water, its natural state is floating on the top of the tank. To put it in an unnatural state, which is what this control system has done to humanity, you have to push the ball to the bottom of the tank, and you have to hold it there. You can't let go, because boom, it's in its natural state in a second.
And so the vaccines, the water, the television.
What they have to do is throw everything at us, including destabilizing our body computer receiver transmitter system through the additives in food and drink. They have to program us in the way we talked about earlier. earlier through the education system and the media. All these things they have to do to keep us in an unnatural state. That's how amazing we are, and we're going back to that state, and it's coming down.
Now, a lot of the suicidal nihilists, and I have this in Endgame, the quotes, top futurists, computer developers, very wealthy people, they say that if we can't control the Earth, we're going to destroy it because we have to be in control. We have to go on willing. And we see Lenin in his poetry about how he wanted to destroy the Earth and Sun. They are going to attempt to destroy things. As 2016, in your view, your vision approaches, how are they going to try to freeze us? Well, we're about to go to break. We're going to come back and look at that.
Okay.
Because will they be allowed to destroy the Earth? Because they say they're going to kill everybody. They'll just blow the planet into 1,000 pieces if we attempt to take control of it from them by simply no longer being under their control. And then I want to get into all this news about world government and what's happening with all these Satanists openly announcing the different things they're doing. We're going to talk about it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
We've got David Icke into the next hour with us, and I've got a lot of world government news we're going to be covering. David, I went over an article written for Infowars.com called The Real Sicko Movie, and it talks about Roman Polanski raping that little 13-year-old girl and how Nicolas Sarkozy and all these stars are saying it's not a big deal. But then they're the ones pushing CPS laws where if you yell at your child and they run out in the street, they take your children away. So they're always saying, oh, we love you so much, we want to take all your rights, but then we're going to rape children. The head of France's arts, number three position in the cabinet, is the relative of François Mitterrand. He's Frederick Mitterrand. And he wrote a book, and he's the current culture minister, talking about how he goes to slave camps and rapes little boys. In France, as you know, they're always finding dead people. And at a Rothschild castle back in 1999, a woman escaped who was 85 pounds, 87 pounds, and the police did nothing. You've studied the ritual Satanism. It's very real. And you don't even come from this from a, every time I talk about the occultists, they email me and say, oh, how dare you, Christian? We're the old time religion. We predate you. We're not sacrificing anybody. But we know that's what they really do. They're always being caught doing it. And now you have out in the open the head of France's arts saying, yes, I rape children and I'm allowed to. And it's wonderful and I love raping them. So this isn't just about why they do this. It's also they're throwing it in our face by doing it out in the open and the CIA admitting they torture people and Obama saying he's going to continue it, including the rape of children at Abu Ghraib with large objects dripping with battery acid. That's the Army's own report. And it goes on and on from there. They are trying to superimpose that on us and create a climate where that is normal. Why are they doing this?
Well, it's part of the programming to bring the horrors that they have done in secret up to this point, to bring it more and more into acceptability. They'll be bringing this more and more to the fore, because what you just described, they want to bring this into the mainstream eventually. But talking about Roman Polanski, because I have done an enormous amount of research into this whole area that you just talked about. Roman Polanski is a practicing Satanist. He's been a practicing Satanist all the way through his career. And all that stuff what happened with Charles Manson and his wife and the family and all that stuff was all connected into it. Whenever I follow these people, whether it's the Rothschilds, whether it's people like the Bush family, particularly Father George Bush, by the way, and I follow them through, they always lead to the same place, which is ritual sacrifice, Satanism, and child abuse, sexual abuse. And one of the things that they're doing, which they are feeding off the child's energy, and what they want is the child before puberty, because when people go through puberty, as we know, there are chemical changes that take place. They want the energy of the child before that chemical change happens. And so they rape children, and in doing so, they're literally sucking their energy out of them, their life force. That's the word. And
by the way, let me stop you.
I know so much more about this now after the last few weeks. They are possessed by entities that operate just outside of visible light. These are the demons, under other names that people have talked about, and religions and ancient texts have talked about. And these demonic entities, they feed off human energy. They feed off the child's energy because they're possessing the rapist, if you like, of the child.
David, I don't want to interrupt you, but we've got to for the break. That's what Frederick Mitterrand says in here. He calls it a ritual.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.